Do you find yourself sometimes in the position where you just don't believe that somebody needs your service? Who needs that fluff anyway? Who is gonna buy my offers anyway? Is this you sometimes? This episode is for you. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you are making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. I have something so cool for you. I want to give you access to my free training, How to Attract the Right Client into Your Business in 2024 without depending on the algorithm only. If you are an expert in your field, you know that growing your business means attracting the right client who seeks what you have to offer. Unfortunately, most struggling entrepreneurs are focusing on crafting their offer first, but without knowing how to attract the right client, you will create content for months without getting paid. Ready to take control of the outcome and save valuable time? The link is in the show notes. Welcome back, my friend. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. I am excited you are with me today. I am today going to help you get over that hurdle of doubt. Doubting your greatness, doubting that your service is of need, and that you are meant to do this. I know they are good days, and you will know what I'm talking about. You wake up or you just sit somewhere and it comes out of nowhere. It just hits you. You feel this drive. You are convinced that what you have to offer to the world is so much of need. You are convinced that there is one and more people out there who need what you have to offer. Your unique gift is going to change the world. That feeling is such a sweet one. That feeling, when I have that, it's like, oh my goodness, I'm just so ready to go and do it. I'm just so ready to go and do it, no matter if it's early morning, late afternoon, in the middle of the night. You just feel this motivational drive and it feels so real. It feels so real that sometimes we can't even believe it's happening to us. This is your calling. This is your sign that you are meant for this. You can see it. You can see it right in front of you. Who hasn't had that moment? And then at the same time, or shortly after, if we do not take action, if we do not call or connect with a mentor, tell a friend to give our big idea, our big vision space to expand, and we keep it to ourselves because we are afraid to get rejected, laughed at, not to be taken serious, perhaps misunderstood, we create breeding ground for doubt. And it will come, it will creep in. This is a thought that is not serving us. I have that too. I'll tell you later a story that I have constantly. But then on a bad day, you'll be like, oh my goodness, what am I even talking about? Who am I to help anybody? Why do I even think to have enough knowledge? And who is giving me the permission to help another person? I know. And this is also the moment where we start playing small. It feels like we will never make it. We will never make it to have a business. It feels like I don't know where to start. It feels like I am not good enough. It feels all kinds of things, but nothing empowering. But I don't know if you also notice the following. Even if you have those doubts creeping in and you wonder, who needs my stuff anyway? The world knows this is so basic. Even if you feel that in that moment, Do you ever get an absolute no? Stop it. Stop even thinking of having your own online business? I don't think so. There is no sign or no clear sign, like the feeling when you do believe, that you should stop, not pursue, not build that business, not help people. There is no clear sign for that. There is no evidence. It's just thoughts that expand, get bigger. They force us to play small, but there is no such a thing like a definite no. And we need to honor that. That means that you care. You care, not what people think of you, but you care for a good outcome. And you want to be good. You want to deliver. You want to serve with the best intention. And that's okay. This is what you're supposed to do. And sometimes we then just, you know, doubt our greatness, and we need to overcome this. And in this episode, I want to show you how you can help yourself over and over again whenever this unnecessary, not serving thought creeps in, so you can move on quicker. Be reminded that when those negative thoughts come in, that it might be even a time to take a break. You might be tired. You might have not been sleeping enough. You might be overwhelmed. Life might be moving forward too quick, and sometimes we just can't catch up with all the things happening. And it's maybe time to step back, ground, and go inward. Calm down. Because often when doubt creeps in, it's because we are tired. We are exhausted. Something is moving faster than we can keep up with. It's usually life. But where I don't want you to go is saying things or give yourself labels, whether they are true or not, like, that's imposter syndrome. Or when it comes to starting a business, I hear so many things people label themselves like, I'm not a tech person. I don't know nothing about tech. I don't know how to start to pursue my dreams. I don't know anything about business. I don't know strategy. I don't know how to speak in front of camera. Well, let me tell you that every label you put on your forehead has power. Words have power. Our brain believes what we tell it to believe. And what these labels also do is they give us an unspoken permission to procrastinate, to sit in inaction, and not do anything. Well, after all, I've got imposter syndrome, right? How to move from there? And specifically with imposter, if you feel like an imposter, I would like you to ask yourself, why? In which area of your work do you feel like an imposter? You are not an imposter if you are an expert in your field and you want to start a business and you don't know anything about business. Because you want to coach people in health, mindset, you want to teach holistic approaches, you want to, whatever you want to do, you have the wisdom, the knowledge, but you don't have to know anything about business. And that means you are not an imposter, because these two things can be separate. I'm going to preach this. I'm telling this so often, and it's important to know. And if you feel like an imposter in any other area of your field of expertise, ask yourself, why? Maybe your niche is out of alignment. Maybe you want to serve someone you were taught to serve. There is a story coming soon. My story in a moment, I'll tell you how that felt for me. Maybe you want to teach something you were told is more profitable to teach. You know, people say all kinds of things. And you think you need to go that direction, but then you feel like an imposter because your field of expertise is slightly in a different area. Detect that and go back to the roots, go back to yourself, go back to who you are and who you want to serve, because you know the best how to help these people with the best intention, knowledge, and unique approaches. All right? So ditch that imposter thing. Whenever it comes up, don't give it space to expand. Ask yourself questions. And let's get rid of these labels. Let's get rid of these labels. Because what they also do, they are not, and just not give us permission to procrastinate and to postpone and to sit in an action. They also rob us of curiosity. To get curious on how we can solve problems, meaning how you can learn to deal with the tech you need in your business. They rob us of being curious on how we can learn business. They rob us of curiosity on the how of how can I get to my goal, because I feel this calling, I feel this sense of I need to bring my gift to the world. And these labels are robbing us of this curiosity on the how. These labels take away our power of giving our brain that looks for solutions to function. Okay? Stop it. Stop it for good. Ask yourself questions. Be curious. And be curious on how. Even how can I not think that my service is not of use to anybody? So, I would like to give you two stories here. One is Steffi's story. She is in the industry of health, motion, healthy movement in general, wants to connect the people to their why they are moving, to put a holistic approach to movement and health, and to ditch any kind of diet culture or you have to train hard or no pain, no gain mantras. So this is basic, because it's a basic need for humanity. But we don't know our basics anymore. And if you think that everybody knows how to move healthy, that everybody knows that we need movement, that we are made for moving and not sitting day in, day out on a couch or behind our desks, people don't know that, and you will be surprised how many do not know. And everything that counts is either going 7 days to the gym or not at all. So it's our all or nothing culture. And she came with this, who needs that anyway? This is so basic. And I'm so glad that she could make this experience and had this huge aha moment when she did, or I asked her to do some research in Facebook groups related to her topic, because we were doing some market research, we were looking what people need and what they ask the most and what freebie she can deliver to her audience. This is, by the way, what I teach in detail in my course on how to attract the right client and how to create a freebie, which is for free. The link is right down below. And she does the research and she comes the next week to me and she's like, oh my goodness, there is so many myths, so many misconceptions, so many things that are simply wrong and got into people's head for whatever reason. And she had her confirmation that the work she does is not just important. It's not even a nice to have for our society, but it is crucial for humanity to understand themselves, their bodies, because we are not here to be a whole life on a diet. We are not here to torture ourselves an entire life with way too heavy workouts. Humanity needs to understand that in different phases, our bodies require different movement and different nutrition, rest, most of all. So she has discovered for herself in those groups that, oh my goodness, there is so much work to do. And she said, I don't even know where to start. And I told her, start here. So go and look in relevant Facebook groups, perhaps do some market research, and you will see people do not know everything. It's quite the opposite. And one more story I would like to share with you is my story. I come from far. I failed a business. I hit rock bottom mentally, physically, financially after 5 years struggling in business so bad that my body and my everything just shut down and I could not anymore. So getting out of this was one thing. Translating my past mistakes and put this in a strategic way and understand business on a deeper aspect was the second thing. But then getting and doing it was the third, and that was the niche thing, who I'm gonna serve. So what was very close or very logical at the time was like, because I'm coming from the health, sports and mindset industry, initially it was like, yeah, go back to sports and health. But honestly, my heart was no longer there, because over the decade, I was actually seeing a whole different issue. Plus, in that industry I was in, I failed badly. So I was traumatized from all the things. And I was at the same time looking for myself for a different approach of how I want to move, who I want to be. And I didn't want to be that person that I used to be back in the days, going 7 days, 2 times a day even, to the gym. This has changed for me. So it felt so out of alignment to go back to this niche. And the observations that I have made over the last decade showed me that there are so many people out there having huge dreams, having big desires, but also carrying incredible gifts within them that the world needs. They want to have their own business. They want to be of service to others. But it just doesn't seem to be for them. It just doesn't seem to be reachable. There is so much insecurity, doubt, myths, and all kind of things going on that I just see people putting their biggest dreams on a shelf. And I thought, I wanna be the one approaching this woman who has immense potential. But it's just playing small, because either society tells her that entrepreneurship is hard. I'm going to tell you a secret. It is hard, but it's harder to go in a soul-sucking job every freaking day for the rest of your life. Believe me. I just want to serve that woman who feels the drive that there is more out there for her. I wanted to serve that woman that has no privileges, the woman that has no entrepreneurs in their family, that there is no ground for success from her environment, the woman that needs to do it herself, the woman that is insecure and doubts herself. And I was told, this is not a profitable niche, Ivana. And I was like, no, darn, how, why not, first of all. And the reason was simply because a person who doubts and is insecure is less likely to jump on an offer immediately and needs more time to be warmed up, to build trust, to overthink, rethink, and do whatever they need to do till they are ready. But I said, yes, I was that person back in the days. And I needed someone who takes me by my hand and guides me through this thought, who guides me through my insecurity, and who shows me how to experience confidence again, how to learn to believe in myself. I wish I would have found this early, and this is something, this kind of people and the work with this kind of people so resonates with me. It comes natural. I exactly know who I'm serving because I know it was me. But then I also get my doubts and be like, who needs that anyway? Because the person who is ready, and this comes from I was made insecure by other people sharing their thoughts and me getting like, oh my God, I'm in a not profitable niche, etc. And I just know that once this person hops on the train, there is success. There is no doubt this person will not succeed because they have such an internal drive after they cleaned up the internal turmoil and everything that they didn't need on their journey. But then I think again, who needs that anyway? It's so obvious. It's so obvious to speak about fear of failure, fear of rejection. Shouldn't we know by now that this is a fear that our brain tells us? Shouldn't everybody know how to run an online business because there are so many businesses out there? Why am I even speaking on how to start an online business? Why I even tell people the three fundamentals, why they should have absolute clarity when they start a business before they even put out their first post? Why they need an aligned strategy that works in 2024? And why they need and can develop a mindset that is that CEO mindset you need to succeed in business? Because it's too obvious? No, most of the people do not know. A lot of people still try to wing it, to post randomly, and then they don't succeed, nothing happens. And of course, it's easy to give up, right? Because it's easy to say, oh my God, no, I'm not made for this. I can't do that. Whatever you tell yourself, right? Then I go to in those Facebook groups, right? There are so many. And I read one thing that says, just post every day and the results will come. And then I'm like, please don't waste your time in producing posts. If they are not strategic, if they don't have a goal, if you don't know why you post them, more of that will not get you results and you're wasting your time. And then I get reminded and be like, ooh, okay. I think my work is needed. And I remind myself of the results I'm driving day in, day out with people. And we need this sometimes. We need those reminders. And it's in our control and it's our responsibility to go back there, to this desire, to this unique gift we carry within. And now, let me take you back. It can be a year, two, three, a decade. I don't know how long it is ago that you have made a big transformation in your life, that you've been through this change that sparked that desire to serve others on their journey. But let me take you back. Remember when you went for the first time to look for a coach, when you were seeking the first time help from a psychologist, when you were seeking, help from a fitness coach, perhaps, nutritionist, whatever it is, the first time you experienced Reiki, the first time you experienced a massage, the first time, whatever your first time, whatever the transformation is that you were going through, just imagine how you felt back then. You felt lonely. You were desperate. You didn't know immediately how to solve that problem and how to move forward and out of the misery. So let me ask you this. Who would you like to have beside you to help you? Who would that person be that could have helped you solve the problem, supported you on your journey, to tell you you are not alone, There are so many other people out there who suffer from the exactly same problem. Let me guide you to them. Let me connect you to a community that will show you that you are not alone, that are willing to support you, understand you, listen to you. Wouldn't it be incredible if you have met that person? Who would that be you needed back in the days? Do you think if you would have had help back then, that you would have taken less detours? That with help and the right support, you would have gotten so much quicker to the results you were looking for, to the transformation, the change in your life? Oh, I bet you would. Just remind yourself where you are coming from and why you have this urge to serve humanity with so much intention, your unique approach, and to pour everything you know, everything you have from the bottom of your soul into humanity. Do you still think that nobody needs what you have to offer? And let me tell you one thing, one last thing to round up this conversation. If you have an offer that you created over the last time and it didn't land, you didn't manage to sell it, that doesn't mean that nobody needs what you have to offer. Believe me, I am saying this, I'm convinced. Okay? It just steps that you have missed on that journey, and this can be resolved. We need that clarity. We need that strategic approach to creating and selling offers, and we need the right mindset. Believe me, once you have tackled that, your offer will be selling. And you have the chance to now book a call with me, because very soon I will be opening the doors last this year for Strategic Success, my signature program that will help you build a business that makes money and impact. And you can be an early bird. You can take fast action. Book a call now with me to secure your spot even before the door opens to public, before I make an announcement on social media or in my email list even. If you're listening to this, book your call now. The link is in the show notes. I would be happy to have a chat with you and see if we are a fit and if I can support you on your journey to succeed. Because you are meant to be here. You are meant to do this. I believe in you 1,000%. Tired of programs that leave you feeling the same? Rewire is Breathing Space's 12-week journey to unlock your true potential through breathwork. Wouldn't it be incredible to experience transformation that awakens your most authentic self and supports you on your business journey? Imagine being supported by your breath and deeply connected to your purpose. Daily breathwork practices and deep release sessions, this is the thing that changes everything. Ready to step into your power? Find the link to join Rewire in the show notes and get the 33% off as thank you for being a valued member of this fabulous community.